Dr. Nathanson, you know, when he for the first time saw the baby on real-time ultrasound, he was a Jewish atheist man. I mean, he said that, Terry, God didn't change his heart then. Of course, I think he knows that God was working on him. But the point he was trying to make was that it was the science that changed his mind. So even atheists, you know, non-believing people, can still recognize the humanity. They don't have to be believers. So he went for years really being suicidal for a number of years. His path crossed with a Catholic priest named Father C. John McCloskey. And Dr. Nathanson slowly, with the help of Father McCloskey, stopped thinking about suicide. And then he received Jesus Christ in 1996. And so he became a believer and completely turned his life over to the Lord. And I mean, he testified boldly that in Christ was the victory, and Christ is the victory, because he couldn't get rid of all the baggage. I mean, because by the time I interviewed him, America was up to like 52 million abortions at that point. Now we're hitting 60 million. This is what he knew he was leaving behind. But I learned something from him that day. Dr. Nathanson knew that he was saved, but he gave me a greater appreciation for what it means to suffer with Christ. He suffered with the women who still choose to have abortion, even though he tried for so long to get the truth out. So at the end of the interview, and I didn't go up there for this. I only went up there because the Lord said, go interview him. But what was unexpected was I felt such compassion for Dr. Nathanson at the end of that interview. You know, 'cause he's just this little old man, you know, had lost, I'm sure, you know, 30, 40 pounds. He's sitting on this huge sofa, and he suffered from anxiety attacks. So his hand would shake so badly. At the end of the interview, I said, Dr. Nathanson, if you have a message for America, I promise you I will deliver it across America until it becomes common knowledge or until Roe v. Wade is overturned, whichever one comes first. And he paused, and your listeners need to know, this man on an academic level was a brilliant man. He had a photographic memory, so well read, and he paused. And I thought, okay, this man's really thinking of something. And he said, yes. He said, continue teaching the strategy of how I deceived America, and then tell America that the co-founder of NARAL says, and this is a key thing, says to love one another. Abortion's not love. Stop the killing. The world needs more love, and I'm all about love now.
Beautiful.
And this is the message he left behind,